There are different levels of tefillos than the rest of the world. We clarified for ourselves that Klal Yisrael is not just another nation. We have a different source of life, a different form of life. The rest of the Bria, the physical part of the Bria, from one cell, creatures to all of wildlife and humanity are basically physical creatures. We are the spiritual creatures that have physical bodies. Our essence is the spiritual side. And therefore, life by us, if we put the life only into the physical part of us, we're denying life to the major mitzvah, the Christ, which is our neshama, our eternal physical part. The way we bring the physical part to life is we have the time mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs are connected to the different parts of the spiritual body, and if we do all of the mitzvahs that we can do properly, then we're bringing life to our spiritual body. Okay, we do that. As a special, koyach, and many of the mitzvahs compared to specific parts of the spiritual body. The material is compared to the entire life of the spiritual body. So this is what's saying, we have to define ourselves with clarity. What are we? If we're another part of wildlife, then our life is involved in keeping our bodies alive and well. If we are the nation that has an Hashem, that Hashem could master a Shechina upon, and that is our life, and we have to go through life focusing on this, after I take advantage of the situations of life to bring myself, my real life is that spiritual being, which is encompassed in my body. Every part of my body can be used for that purpose. That's why the mitzvahs that affect every part of the body. So certain mitzvahs with how you speak, certain mitzvahs where you walk, how you walk, how you hold things, what you do with your hands. Every part of your body has something it can do with it. It's feeling, but it's moistness tomorrow. Like we said, you have the mitzvah klalius of Torah, and even that Torah, which Betzim is connected to the entire body, brings life to the entire body. That's what we have to focus on throughout life. And every situation in life could be something which is giving me more life, or that's what I'm neglecting what real life is. That's what Kazari also says, that we have tefillah three times a day, parallel to eating three times a day. The nourishment that our spiritual body needs three times a day through tefillah, connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times a day. But other forms, we need a snack, you say. So some people eat, let's say, a candy. We make a bracha before the candy. And then we gave a snack to our spiritual nourishment because we said a bracha. That's why 100 brachas in the course of the day. You can always, it's that's your low calorie. You don't get overweight from it. But you connect to Hashem 100 times a day, you refresh, put new energy into the batteries, spiritual batteries that we have. That's the schools that we have. If we do it right, the goal of a human being is to be a place where, like a Mishkan, also the Mishkan, Chanti Vesefim, a Mishkan Hashem with Mashu Yisrin Nepan. I said this morning, a Gvaldi Gvaldi from the Chabot Sky, his initial conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Sh'al Alecha Mi'al Raglecha, take off your shoes, because you're standing on Admas Kodesh, you're standing on holy land. Chabot Sky, in his sweet way of learning the Torah, says, take off your shoes. What are the shoes? Exemplify. Shoes is a way to get from one place to the other. The average person, when you ask him, how are you holding the roof here? So why are you putting more credit into it? He said, I'm in the wrong place, I'm not in a position to do it right now. I'm involved in this. You know, if I be over there, then I put more energy into my spiritual side of my life. Right now, it doesn't work. I'm not talking, I'm not the credit, I'm not this, I'm not that. I'm distracted. Or he says, the cloud, my nature is not the nature to be that type of person. So that's what Hashem is saying. Take off your shoes. Don't go anywhere. Stay where you are. The way to grow in those things is realize I don't have to go anywhere else. Where I am, I have exactly what I need. Hashem gave each one of us exactly what we need to be fully successful in Shleimus and Avodas Hashem. Just like Hashem, when he created seeds of grain, and of trees, and of vegetables, each seed is perfect. It has all the information inside. To put it in the dirt, put water on it, and out comes a plant, and you have all that amazing process which keeps the world going. That's why you should create the world. Everything that's created has the potential to succeed. And that's with wildlife and everything else. Kal v'chaima. Each one is like a seed. And this whole world is like a piece of earth. Whether you're underneath the ground or you're above the ground, it's all the same. In this earthly place, But we have the oil inside. It was all a matter for us to nurture. That's what Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu. Take off your shoes. Stay where you are. Ah, you're just on the earth. What can you do? Atlas Kodesh. You can transform it into Atlas. It's in our hands. That's every place a Jew is a potential Atlas Kodesh. It's a Fufush Apostle. Oya Machanecha Kodesh. The place where a Jew is going around should be Kodesh. It means that's the natural environment of a Jew, Kodesh. There means you shouldn't have filth in there. Same idea. A Jewish dwelling place is natural, a natural habitat for Kedusha, for Avodas Hashem. So now we're saying, with all this we're saying, when the Torah says, Bechata Bechayim Lamantichia, choose life, doesn't mean go jogging an hour a day. Eat only low cholesterol food. Maybe that's also good. The Bechayim we're talking about is something above physicality. The spiritual life of Chayim Lamantichia. You should have eternal life. I said, what about if the person decides, you know what, that's too much for me. I'm a Jew, I want to just live with my physical life. This is the type of person that he knows the truth is, when we see the Torah, and when I'm Hashem, but he doesn't have prayer to have the Torah being a guiding part of his life. What is the situation of such a person? So, he's going to say 2 points now. It will show us that it's not just you're born as a Jew, and you can live like a goy through all the mitzvahs, but not having them being an essential part of your life. It's just something you do. Or you can be, like we're saying, a chiyus. The Torah is something that gives you life. That's an important, exciting part of it. That's where we put our energy in. Make us our tefillahs better, using the Torah better, something better. But without that, you have to know, Torah is endless. This type of life, Tzveikus and Nevuah. Tzveikus and Nevuah. Connection to Hashem and Nevuah. It's aneg al astogis el yoynes, nitzchis ben nefesh aguf. Ramah min negdom ha seisnes, ach enum ruv lukeres nashem aguf. He's describing other religion before the chet. He was so naturally close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was able to achieve great understanding of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yetzirah was the snake, it was outside of his body, it wasn't part of him. The fact that he did not live up to his initial position of being this spiritual creature, it has a Yetzirah outside of the body, it wasn't part of him. The fact that he was Nichna to the Nochash, and he did a Chet Odom Arishon, he fell from his Madrega, which eventually brought humanity to the Mabon, now he saw, after he ate, and it was Nikshal, he saw that the level of life he had afterwards was nothing compared to the life he had before. Which the life that other religions have, we don't know what it is, but it was a very, very high level of spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he did have Veda and did not choose to go 100% with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lost it.
Yeah.
And the world started, little by little, being disrupted by Hashem until Avraham Avinu came around, and he revived his desire to come to the greatness of Midas Ahoysa, Midas Adon Arishon. That's what Klai Yisrael is always giving our lives. We have an aspiration. We know we're honest with ourselves, we know we're not perfect, but we aspire to get closer to the greatness of, with the others, it was Adon Arishon, it's us to the others. That's what it says. Every Jew is supposed to say, when would my behavior be like the behavior of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov? We're not going to be a copy of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. More in that mind frame that I'm guided with the clarity of my keshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives me my strength, my character. That's what put Klal Yisrael on our feet. And that brought us eventually to see Mitzrayim, Ma'ana, Asina. For Be'etzem, that is the historic event. The other Marishu was created with the clarity of his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a very high spiritual being. Because he was literally with the Chedav on the region, he fell down. And it came to a situation that the physical part of the world became much more dominant than it was beforehand. Initially it was clear, I am a spiritual entity. It's a physical world, you have to deal with it. After that, there was confusion. And the physical side of us took over, came dominant, and many people were confused to think that's what life is all about. Like our generation. It's very similar to the Dora Mabel. They came up with things even the Dora Mabel didn't think of. But along came Adam Avinu and the others, and they reinstated that search for truth, not only search for truth, they found the truth. That the nature of humanity at its best is supposed to be the nature of people We have this natural connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's within every single one of us. Something we have to believe and feel and be excited about and help our children and those around us also reveal how naturally we connected are to Hashem's ideals. When a person has a family, it's very important to keep our eyes open. When a child does something nice, does a chesed to his brothers and sisters, pay attention to it and make him aware. You know why? Because first of all, we're excited. It's beautiful that one cares for the other. But it's not a chiddush, it's a mechadish. We saw that by our parents, and they saw by their parents, and they saw by their parents. Still, Adam Avinu. This is something ingrained in the nature, the genetic nature of Klal Yisrael. Whether it be a midah tova, coming to davening, whatever it is, doing well and putting a prayers into the school. Children need that constant interaction for us to help them get this picture. Kavod is hard for us to do to them because we don't have clarity for ourselves. But sometimes it's even a way to help for yourself. They say the best defense is a good offense. Or something like that. Even if they say it the other way around, but that's what I'm saying. Which means that if you're out, to give somebody else clarity, it will help you also get clarity for yourself. So, even if we don't think enough about it ourselves, but we realize we want our kids to grow up with a clear-cut picture of what's important in life and how they are naturally connected to it. Very often children have a feeling that, I don't know if it's really for me, I'm part of them. And very often those statements that children have is given to them by their own parents. Parents are more focusing on all the sorrows they give to the parents, which it's a natural thing. Kids always don't behave 100%. But not knowingly, very often parents don't realize that a large chunk of their interaction is the critical comments and giving the child a feeling that he's not connected. Instead of focusing more on the good things the child is doing and helping him define himself as a good person. And this is the way he gets attention, and this is the way he connects more with his parents. Yeah. I'll call it, that's what Yiddishkeit is all about, and that's what life is all about. That we were the ones, our forefathers, the Avos HaKadoshim, were the ones who reinstated the striving for the true perfection, the true goals of what humanity was created to be. The nation, the people that connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realized that that's natural to us. And generation after generation, like Avos, they started the 12 Shvatim and then we went to the Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is another, like we said, Kura Balzim is the furnace, the kiln, to expose us to all the stars in the world, all the days rose, everything. But that we should show Hashem we're still connected by Tzakol Hashem, like we saw this expression. Nothing disconnects us fully from Hashem. We may fall here and fall there and do a lot of things we shouldn't be doing. But inside of us, the pshim recognizes the connection to Hashem. And that's what we need, is the slice of ability to have ingrained within us the ability to withstand the most adverse environment for Yiddishkeit. Nothing worse than the Mitzrayim. And we survived it. And we had our leaders, great people. Yeah. So that's number one. That living a life which the physical things are the things that are dominating our life is, we missed the boat. Hashem did not create the world for that. Other Marisha was not created for that. And if that's the way we're living our life, we missed the boat of life. We're not living. We must recognize that life is all about our connection with Hashem. Life is all about Chai Ruach. That's what life is. That's what we put in the world for. And that should be guiding our values and our behavior. I can say over that, the Chan's going to say that the father used to tell his kids, yeah, the only thing important is Ruchni, is Gashmi, is nothing. And then one day the kid's playing around in the living room, and the accident, throws the ball, and breaks the chandelier. And the father comes in, and boy, Atlas does at home, and screaming, and then, okay, and a few days later, a child comes home, his test on Chumash, he got 50. Father looks at him, that's alright, nothing happened. So what do you basically do? And his pitput is tripping, he tripped away that Rufni is the only thing important, Kashmir is nothing, but the message he gave to his kids is exact opposite. When you break your chandelier, the world fell apart, and if you're not putting any curses into your learning, then nothing bad happens. That's what I'm saying, we have to be Amitim, that this is life, and I want my children, I want my family, I want my friends to have life, and I want myself to have life. That's what life is. Yeah, that's the point number one. Point number two is, aside from the general creation, is Hashem, there's the creation of Klal Yisrael, which is the parashas we're talking about now. Going through Mitzrayim, we're taking out Mitzrayim. Famous pasuk Yeshayahu, Am zu yotzarta li, I created this nation for myself. Apidach ha-tevel, we would be in Mitzrayim to this very day, or we wouldn't be around anymore. Hashem created, built us, so that we should praise Him. We should recognize that we are connected deeply with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're saying. This is the chiyus of Klal Yisrael. The whole nation of Klal Yisrael, what makes us into a nation is the fact that we have the Torah. So this is what we're saying today. It's important for us to try to keep ourselves in focus and realize it's not just about being a nicer Jew or from a Jew. It's about life. If I live my life and I put effort into my tefillah, my Torah, how much you have, how much time you have, 15 minutes a day, but I make it something important. Make a statement that Ben Chaveru, my family, my brokers, all the things we mentioned, is a matter of life. So life is the purpose of the creation, and the purpose of the creation of Klal Yisrael. And we are the lucky people to have been created for this purpose. The whole world was created for the nation that will receive the Torah. That's us. Every situation in life is bringing us to a higher level of peace. And always look at that. When you have a challenge, realize Hashem is not trying to take me away now. Otherwise, the challenge is there, so I'm going to show Hashem, I'm with you even in this situation. And we stay with Hashem in that situation, and we're zeicher. Adonis Kodesh, Shosh Hashkinah, Siyad Hashemayah. We should be zeicher to have a wonderful week.